Blog Talk Radio.
Whether the early church kept the Sabbath.
as we were looking at the Word of Yah on last week. We were looking at, you know, what was lawful to do on the Sabbath according to the Word. And, you know, when they accused Messiah of breaking the Sabbath or not keeping Sabbath, it wasn't that he wasn't keeping Sabbath, it was what he was doing on the Sabbath, that they were in contention with. So Messiah said, you know, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm the master of the Sabbath. I'm the creator of the Sabbath. And I say it's okay to do good work on the Sabbath. Don't go about doing, you know, your own pleasure. But you can go out and help other people on the Sabbath. Okay? And so now we're looking at this right now for the simple reason that a lot of the churches today don't believe that they need to keep you know, the commandments. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Leave it on there. Early church believes that, not the early church, but the church today believes that it doesn't have to keep all of the commandments. And, you know, the new covenant doesn't include all the commandments, and it didn't. One of the only ones that you can't really find reference as far as the commandments go, that you really can't find reference in the New Testament is the keeping of the Sabbath day. But, you know, as we went through last week and showed that the intent was that the Sabbath itself is a continual covenant, and it's a covenant within a covenant, but it was expected that they would continue to keep Sabbath. And so we're going to be looking at that so that the church today, those that are not Sabbath keepers, don't really have a leg to stand on. And so we're going to be looking at that on this evening. So we want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the Internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the holy name whereby men must be saved. We want to welcome everybody in North America and South America, the African continent, the European theater, the Middle East, the Far East, the communist bloc countries. Wherever you're at in the world, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved. We're going to go ahead and do our statement of faith and then jump right into this lesson. We're starting 30 minutes late because the server certificates, they automatically renew, but they don't automatically install themselves. And so when they expire, then you're not able to securely communicate or establish secure communications between your workstation, your PC or your tablet, whatever you're connecting with, and the server. And so when it does that, then I have to actually just install the new certificate. But I don't keep track of the days. I make it go out and automatically renew it and download it, but the routine won't actually install it. And so it takes about 10 minutes to install it. And then we are good to go. And so for all those who may hear this lesson or have not called in or have not connected to the online or to the website, then if you ever see that, that's what it means. It's not that we're trying to hack you or anything, but all servers are required to encrypt communications between the workstations and the server, and it needs these certificates to do it. Okay, so let's do our statement of faith, and then we will pray in and go ahead and jump right into it. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Any men listening, uncover your heads. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a handcuff of praise on today. I have too many things going on in my brain right now. Let's give the Most High handcuff of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God Elohim. We give you glory, honor, and praise for today, Father. We lift you up and we magnify your name. We extol you, O Father. We extol you. We extol you. For you are truly worthy and you're good to us, Father. You just said to us. And we just lift up our voice to you on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. I just want to remind everybody, New Moon service will be this Friday coming up. This Friday is New Moon for January. So be prepared for that. This Sabbath, we will have a mixed service, New Moon and Sabbath lesson for that service. Friday, this Friday, the 12th, New Moon, January 2024. All right, let's jump into this. Our verse for today. Let us get where is my Bible at? I got to close down some things I didn't want to close down. Okay, let us get John chapter 14 and verse 15. John 14 and 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right, we are going to be starting off the question for this evening. First question is, were the saints really released from having to keep the Sabbath day? Because remember, you know, we read the scripture, let no man judge you in food or drink or feast days, Sabbath days, or new moons. Okay. And we know that you cannot be judged for something unless you don't keep it. Then you get judged for it. Okay. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So let's go go to Matthew chapter 12, and let's see what the early church was doing in this. Okay, Matthew chapter 12, we're in verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to jump down to verse 5. And when you have it, if you'll say amen. Okay, and somebody got a speaker on in the background?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you have to...
I turned it off.
All right, amen. So, Matthew chapter 12, starting in verse 1. And at that time, Yeshua went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry, and began to pluck the ears of corn to eat. Now, and I think we did talk about this one on last week.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. We talked about this one on last week, and Messiah and his disciples, on the Sabbath day, they plucked ears of corn to eat. They didn't buy anything. They didn't cook anything. They just took the corn off the stalk and ate it. And verse 2, but when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. Okay, so the Pharisees are saying, hey, you guys are doing something that's not lawful on the Sabbath day. Drop down to verse 5. For have you not read in the law, this is Messiah speaking, or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath? Now, how did they profane the Sabbath? They profaned it by doing the work, the office of the priesthood. So they would, you know, they would circumcise people, circumcise young babies that needed to be circumcised. They were performing the office of the priesthood on the Sabbath, but it was not accounted to them. They were held blameless. So I think we had already done this question last week. Let me go down here. We need to start with a different question. All right, let's go down to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, and let's get verse 56. And I think we should just, we'll do this like we normally do on this day. We'll make it interactive. Either one of you want to read Luke 23 and 56? Hello?
Did you hear me, Brooke Brown?
No, I didn't hear you.
I said I'll read it.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
23 and 56?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And they returned and prepared spices and ointment and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment.
So what were they commanded? They were keeping Sabbath. They are returning and they prepare spices and ointment. And then what did they do on the Sabbath day?
They rested.
Rested. Now that's what the commandment says, to rest. Okay. So that's one thing that we can do on the Sabbath. We can rest. John chapter 5, verse 9. And are you here, Sister Mary? Got your...
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you read John 5 and 9?
And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. On the same day, the Sabbath.
So this man was healed on the Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
And so we can heal on the Sabbath day. Read verse 10 as well.
You therefore said unto me, there was a curse.
No, not a curse.
Pardon?
That's not a curse. Read that again.
And you therefore said that was proof.
That was pure.
Yeah, pure. It is the Sabbath day.
So they're trying to get on him for doing what? Picking up his bed?
Right.
Okay. But the truth of the matter is, he had been healed. Who told him to pick up his bed?
Messiah.
So he could pick it up. He's not really trying to do, he's not doing something he could have done the day before. And surely he wouldn't leave his bed in the, what, street?
Right.
Okay. Let's go to Acts chapter 13. Chapter 13, and if you will get verse 14, just a minute.
But when they departed from Perga,
mm-hmm.
They came to Antioch and
Pisidia,
and went into the synagogue on the seventh day and sat down.
So now Acts chapter 13, the church age has already started in Acts chapter 2. Okay. Acts chapter 10, the Gentiles receive the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. They are going out to the Gentile churches. Now they're at the church, they have been at Perga, and now they came to Antioch. And what day is this on?
The Sabbath.
On the Sabbath day. So they're keeping the Sabbath. This is the early church. Okay. Verse 27, Sister Mary. Acts 13 and verse 27.
For they that dwell in Jerusalem, and their rulers because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which I read together said.
Condemning him. Okay, so they are still reading what the laws and the prophets every Sabbath, and nowhere have they received the commandment to what, stop doing the Sabbath. Okay, and we won't find in here where they say stop keeping the Sabbath. Okay, but where are the Gentiles still keeping the Sabbath? Sister Denise, verses Acts 13, verse 42 and 44.
And when the Jews was gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that they word might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
So stop right there. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles thought that these words might be preached to them when?
On the Sabbath day.
The next Sabbath
day.
The next
Sabbath day.
So the Gentiles are part of, or they are attending synagogue, and they're attending, they're keeping what, Sabbath?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 44.
And the next Sabbath day came, almost the whole city together to hear the word of Elohim.
So the whole city came together to hear the word of Elohim. Jew and Gentile. They are still doing what? Keeping Sabbath?
Yes.
Okay. Sister Mary,
yes.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 21.
For Moses of all time has in every city them that teach him, even read in the synagogue every Sabbath day.
And so now this in this chapter, chapter 15, is the chapter where the debate comes up whether Gentiles need to be circumcised in order to be saved. And it was established within chapter 15 that they didn't have to be circumcised in order to be saved. But it was expected that they would learn the law on what day?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath day in the synagogue. So the Most High knew that the Gentiles wouldn't know all of the statutes, laws, and commandments, required them to know all of the statutes, laws, and commandments. But he expected, besides the few things that he said that they needed to do, abstain from meat, being strangled, abstain from blood, abstain from idols, abstain from fornication, he expected that they would learn it at the synagogues when?
On the Sabbath.
Right, on the Sabbath day. So they were expected to keep Sabbath. They weren't expected to get circumcised, but it was expected that they would come and learn the law of Moses on the Sabbath day. Were the apostles, because if anybody was going to stop keeping Sabbath, if it was stopped, then surely the apostles would have been the first to stop, right? What do you think?
I would think so.
I mean, they're the ones that got the instructions, right?
Right.
So let's go to Acts chapter 16. And let's get verse 13.
And on the seventh day, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spoke unto the women which resorted.
Yes, actually, that was a funny one, resorted.
Resorted.
Yes, a Z on that one. It's an S, but it's pronounced with a Z. English. Go guess. Okay. So in this verse, they are out, and they're out in this city, and it's on the Sabbath day, and these apostles are going out with the women. To make prayer?
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. Okay, and so they're doing work on the Sabbath, the work of ministry, but they're also still keeping Sabbath. Okay. Acts chapter 17, verse 2, Sister Mary. Paul is, I don't think he's at Antioch here. Let me see where he's at. your mouse is like, I don't know where to go. Acts 17, let me get the history on this real quick. He was pretty easy. I don't think it's Antioch. Okay, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, is where they're at. Thessalonica, okay. And Paul, we know he kept the Sabbath at least, what, three times?
Mm-hmm.
Because it says three Sabbath days, reason with them, out of the scriptures. Okay, but he was keeping the Sabbath all the time. But now what they're doing, rather than reading from the law only, they're also doing what?
The scriptures.
They are preaching the gospels as well. So they're reading from the law and they are preaching the gospel. Okay, now he's trying to teach them about Messiah out of the what, scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
So that from through the law that he can show them that, you know, Yeshua was the Messiah. So, but he's giving them the gospel. Because if we read verse 3, it says, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, that this Yeshua whom I preach unto you is who?
Christ.
He's Christ. So he's giving them the gospel. It's not just reading from the law anymore. It's also preaching the gospel on the Sabbath day. Okay. Sister Mary, if you will get Acts chapter 18 and verse 4. Acts chapter 18 verses 1 through 4.
So they desired him alongside a long time with him for his self consciousness. They don't say nothing about that.
No, keep reading. Acts 18 verses 1 through 4.
Oh, I was in the wrong place. I can't hear you about this.
Did you say your hearing aid was clogged?
No, my hearing aid is messed up. I have a kind of cold or something.
Oh, you got a cold?
I did.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
After these things called us, we'll ask and came to listen and stop and search. Or if possible, they were basically from the dead and required to sit on the flood that commands all to be far from what we come up to.
Yeah, what was your question?
Am I in the wrong verse?
No. Verse 3.
Okay. Because of the thanks, he abode with and death walked for
okay. So, yeah, it's a little hard to hear you on this end.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear her either.
I'm stuck all up.
Okay, so I'm just going to reread. I'm just going to reread that one for us, okay? Because you were hard to hear, and I won't make you reread it.
Okay, I'll
do. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla. Now I want you to also pay attention to something here. Because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. So even during the time of Messiah, you know, right after Messiah's left in the early church, do we already have our people being ran out of Rome?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we're running out of Rome at this time and the temple and everything is still in place, why is in 70 A.D. when the Romans came against us, for real, why would we run into Rome?
Mm.
So it just shows you that, you know, they'd be making a lie. And because he was of the same craft, now Aquila is a tent maker, and Paul is a tent maker, okay? By trade. And because that he was of the same craft, he abode with them and worked. For by their occupation, they were what?
Tent makers.
And see, tent making was, in and of itself, was considered unclean because they used to use dung to spread over the leather to cure it. And it was just unclean, okay? And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath day and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Now, what he was persuading the Jews and the Greeks of was that Messiah was the Christ, okay? But they are still keeping what? Sabbath?
Yes.
Let's get... So in the book of Colossians. Chapter 2. Verses 16 and 17. That'll be for you, Sister Denise.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
So let no man judge you. Now, did we just read that the apostles in the early church were still keeping Sabbath at that time?
Yes.
So we are still, this is to the Colossians. Do you think that Paul or Peter or John or Matthew or Luke or any of the other disciples would have told those churches, those different churches that they visited, you don't have to keep Sabbath no more?
No.
If it was no more Sabbath, do you think they would have told them that?
Yes.
Okay. So when it says, let no man judge you in meat or drink or in respect of holy days, did we see anywhere where in the book of Acts where they told people that they did not have to keep the holy days?
No.
Did we read anything about them teaching that they have a meat requirement, the Gentiles have a meat requirement, were they told not to eat meat that was strangled?
No.
Actually, they were. Go back to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. And let's get verses Let's get verse 20. And Sister Mary, you'll read that.
But then we wrote unto them that they abstain from the communion of idols and fornication and of things strangled and from blood.
So the churches were told, and everybody was told to teach the Gentile churches, you are to abstain from what? Pollution from idols? From fornication? From being strangled?
And from blood.
And from blood. Did it say, and don't keep the Sabbath?
No.
See, that was never a requirement. Matter of fact, the next verse tells us, for Moses of old time has every city them that preach him being read in the synagogues when?
Every Sabbath day.
So it's expected that they're going to keep Sabbath. That's how they're going to learn. So they're told, you know, hey, I know you're not going to know all of the law, but hey, stay away from those idols. Stay away from fornicating. Stay away from eating blood. Stay away from things strangled. But we don't hear nothing about don't keep Sabbath. Okay? And so herein is the problem with church doctrine. Because when it says, let no man judge you in these things, if you don't break a law, does somebody have any right to try to charge you with breaking a law?
No.
But if you break a law, does somebody have a right to charge you with breaking that law?
Yes.
Okay, so let no man judge you. You only get judged when you get charged. And you really only get charged when you are found that you are breaking these things. So it didn't say, you know, people would take those verses and say, see, we don't have to keep the new moons. We don't have to keep the holy days. We don't have to keep the, what, Sabbath? You can't judge me in those things. Yes, you can be judged because there's no commandment for you to stop. It's contrary to that. The commandment is to what? By practice, they were still keeping what, Sabbath?
Yes.
Okay. So they want to take those verses and use them not to. But the early church kept Sabbath. All of the early converties kept Sabbath. There is no commandment anywhere that comes right out and says, hey, don't keep Sabbath. It's not written anywhere. Okay, go to Matthew chapter 24. And I'll read this right here. Matthew 24, we'll start in verse 1. And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yeshua said unto them, see ye not all these things? Truthfully I say unto you, that there shall not be left here one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And he sat out, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall all these things be? And when shall the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So they want to know, when are all these things going to what? Come about?
Yeah.
And when is going to be the end of the world? So from now to the end of the world, tell us what's going to happen. Okay? And Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Hamashiach, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet.
Yeah.
For nation shall rise against nation, or ethnicity against ethnicity, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. When you therefore see, so he's telling them from now until the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
These things are going to happen. And until the gospel of the kingdom is preached in every nation, the end is not yet, okay? When, therefore, you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whosoever read it, let him understand. Then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down, take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on what day?
The Sabbath day.
Sabbath day, all the way down to the end of time. Can't be breaking the Sabbath. You can't even run from danger on what?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath. Pray that your flight be not. Pray you don't have to run in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. So we see here, Messiah says the Sabbath is to endure until the end. So how the church gets that they should not be keeping it, or they can make up their own, I clearly just don't see it. So to Isaiah chapter 66, and let's get verse 22. And 22 through,
verses 22
and 23.
You said Isaiah 66?
Yes, sir. And you can read those.
Isaiah 66, what chapter?
Isaiah 66, verse 22 and 23.
Okay. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, said Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come forth before me, said Yah.
So even in the new heavens and the new earth, are they going to be keeping Sabbath?
Yes.
What? So how does the church think that the Most High ever said you don't have to keep it? It makes no sense. You're doing it before. You're going to be doing it in the new kingdom. You have no commandment to stop doing it, yet they want to choose to not keep it. So we have to understand that we are commanded still to keep the Sabbath today. And no matter what some pastor says or some teacher says, because they really don't have an understanding of those verses, that you know, you can't be judged. You won't get judged unless you break something. So if you don't keep the new moon, I can judge you. If you don't keep the Sabbath day, I can judge you. If you don't keep the holy days, I can judge you. If you're eating unclean meat, I can judge you. The whole meaning of that verse. Don't let anybody find you guilty in these things. Gentiles, don't let nobody catch you coming in, because even to offer them salvation, you got to tell them what, stop worshiping idols? You got to tell them to not eat anything strangled, don't eat no blood, and don't fornicate, right?
Right.
That's to offer them salvation. You don't just offer them salvation and say, hey, you know, you can be saved. You got to find out, are they worshiping any other gods, any idols? Do they eat blood? Are they eating anything that their meat is strangled? And that's before you can offer them what? Salvation, because those are requirements. Those are prerequisites for salvation. Anybody, when you were in the church, ask you if you were eating, if you eat blood?
No.
Did they ask you if the meat that you eat, if they were strangled or how they were killed?
No.
Did they ask you, were you worshiping other gods?
No.
Did they ask you if you were fornicating?
No.
Those are prerequisites to offer somebody salvation.
And when we was in the church in Southern Miles, we had to ask them, we asked them about the Sabbath, and they didn't know what we were talking about.
Then you know the rest of it, they didn't know what they were talking about.
Right.
They were just faking it.
That's why we got out of it.
That's going on a lot in a lot of churches and a lot of, you know, different things. Like I said, Israel faked it for over 500 years, offering what, atonement without a mercy seat? You can't offer atonement without the mercy seat up under that system. But they were doing it. They were faking it. So
we got out of that.
Amen. And you should have gotten out of it. They don't know about Yah Sabbath, and we don't even know what that is. Yeah. Yeah, clearly they weren't reading their Bible. Not even in the New Testament.
If you're supposed to be a man of God, most high, and you supposed to be in the Bible, I don't think that you would read the Sabbath. What you just said,
Adam? Yeah, I don't. You know what? Are you on a speakerphone?
For me?
Uh huh.
No, I the sound scratched
the other time. It's something on your end. It's not just you, because you're coming through garbled. Garbled, like bits and pieces of what you're saying can be heard.
Right. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it could be. But sometimes if you're on speakerphone, it'll do that. But anyway, I think what I heard you say.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You want to repeat what you said?
I don't understand. If you preachers or whatever they want to call them, you're still choppy. I know
yeah.
They're red.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're still choppy. Is the phone close to your mouth?
No. I'm not on the phone. I'm on my computer.
Okay. So you're talking to the microphone on your laptop?
Yeah.
Okay, anything on top of your laptop covering up that mic or whatever?
No.
Okay. All right, then just speak slower then.
Okay. I can't understand. These are supposed to be ministers and people. I know they have read in this Bible about the Sabbath, Passover, Day of Atonement, Pentecost, Prophets, Tabernacle. I'm quite sure this is dead. But what they do just disregards.
No, I can tell you what they do. They read it.
They go to the Bible, too.
Yeah, even if they don't go there. Because they feel like those things only apply to who?
The Jews.
There you go. They want to say, hey, that stuff only applies to them. It don't apply to us, so then they don't pay it what?
No attention.
No attention. Okay. And that's going to be 99% of most Christian churches. Because they're told, you know, number one, they're told that they're different from us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not up under the law. And so when they, because I can tell you, I was there. I was one of them. And I would read those things, but it wasn't about us. When I say us, quote unquote, the modern day church, because that's what they were teaching. We're not, you know, we're not them. And at the time, I didn't know who I was. So I know that's how that's what they do because at one time I did it. And I read them. I knew about the feast days. I knew about the Sabbath. But it did not apply to us because that's the way the church was teaching it. And I don't care whether you went to a Baptist church or a Methodist church or a Pentecostal church. The only ones that were keeping Sabbath was Seventh-day Adventists. And they weren't keeping it in the, you know, in the way that the scripture says to keep it. So it is how they've been taught. Okay. Now, when the Most High wakes you up and tells you who you are, and you realize that, hey, this stuff applies to what, me?
Mm-hmm.
Then it changes your whole perspective.
That's it, right.
So as long as you don't believe it's you, then you're not going to what, ever try to observe it? Why? Because people want to do the bare minimum of what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the mentality behind that. What do I need to do? Well, this is all I need to do. This is all it says right here. But the truth of the matter is, it's being mistaught. Okay. So that I know for a fact, Sister Mary. And that's why they don't know about the Sabbath. They don't know about the feast days. They don't study it. They read it, but they are told that it doesn't apply to them. Don't apply to me, so.
Is that why people look at us funny?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Denise, I think Sister Mary asked you a question.
I said yes.
Oh, I didn't hear. Did you hear, Sister Mary?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I said yes, ma'am. Okay. So they still give us a hard time, don't they? Good. Hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, they
didn't give me an idea, though. Amen. So just understand that you're walking in the path of the truth. They are still what? Deceived?
Yeah. Mm.
Still asleep? Walking in deception? And the truth of the matter is, that's where either the Most High wants them to be, or it's where they want to be. Either way, it's not good. Not good. All right, so that concludes this lesson on the Word of Yah. Then our next lesson that we'll be going into on next week. Now I really got to clean up this computer. Just a second here.
Yes, I'm glad my cook is still with you. You still hanging on out there, girl, ain't
it? Amen. It's good to have somebody that will read and study with you and have like understanding.
Yes, it is. We talk. We have good conversation.
Yeah, because it is. Is not a very common thing.
It's not. I thank the Most High for
me. Amen.
And I thank the Most High for you. And for you too, brother.
I was going to say, y'all leaving me out. Y'all just left me out.
No, you too, brother. Still, we can do you guys.
I'm going to start crying. No, I won't. But yeah, it's a blessing to have both of you and a couple of the other sisters that be hanging too. The brothers, they be on their own things. And we want to stay where we're at. What the heck? I can hear because my computer is all kind of jacked up. Turn the speaker back on.
I didn't.
You didn't? Wonder why we got that echo.
Maybe somebody else trying to listen to me. Maybe they'll learn.
Brother Gary. Good on, Brother Gary.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing? Long time no see.
Good. How are you? Yeah.
I'm doing good, my brother. I'm doing good. Can't complain. Your hip still holding?
What happened?
Huh?
What's that?
Can I ask if your hip was still holding up?
Oh, yeah. Hip's fine. Everything's fine. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Good. Okay, so we're going to be starting Lesson 5 on next week, Prayer, Worship, and Fasting. Prayer, Worship, and Fasting. Okay. What are we going to say here? Prayer, worship, and fasting on next week. is the one that will be starting. I made up my mind that I'm going to write a book about the gospel and the end times, consolidating all those things that the Most High has shown me, and put it in a book format, and put it on Amazon. It'll be about, I don't know, probably about 15 or 20 chapters. But slowly but surely, I'm going to get it written out and get it published. So let's see what else. Tonight, or any previous night.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Brother Gary, you got any questions?
I haven't been able to get on the show here for a while. What's the trouble there?
What was going on was Blog Talk was having technical issues, and we were not able to use it to broadcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So just weren't able to use it to call into this number. But I'm going to text you another number, conference ID, and a PIN, Gary, that if you can't get into this number, you should be able to get into that one.
Okay, you'll text me that.
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
I know you don't use email.
Thank you. No.
And I don't have my stone tablets and pencil don't work anymore.
Okay. You're working with the Flintstones.
I know, but y'all a little bit more up to date, Flintstones. Brother Gary's still using that stone tablet and those chisels.
Yeah, kind of behind times here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I'll text it to you. I stopped texting because people got mad with me texting. Somebody complained, and then my mobile phone provider was blocking me from sending out text. So I just stopped texting, you know, the list. Because I never know who's going to complain about what. You never know what people will do.
I heard that.
I know you'll accept the text. I'll text it to you, and then you'll just have it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to hold everybody up. We will have the business meeting on Thursday. And Friday is New Moon service. The Sabbath, so we'll be doing Sabbath plus New Moon, the normal Sabbath, and we'll, you know, mix the New Moon in there. And, you know, praise the Most High. See if there's anything else. No, as far as I can tell, I don't have any other news. So with that being said, may the Most High bless you. May He keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep the commandments, saints, for this is our whole duty. All right, shalom, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Shalom.
And Sister Mary, go take something for that cold.
I am. I'm going to lay down.
Amen. Amen and amen. All right. Let's see here. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Hawaii lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I want to do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the Ruach and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign.
Shalom, brother, sister, Miles. Shalom, Sam. I'm finna lay down.
All right, amen.
All right.
Get to rest. Shalom, fam. Peace and blessings. And go get your rest and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Okay, we're going to tell us right now, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.